Here we are again. We'll begin the study of John chapter 1, 6 to 13 today. And just to review quickly, the first section of John chapter 1, the prologue, which covers verses 1 through 18, but the first five verses we covered last time, and discussed that Jesus is the eternal Word of God, the Logos, and talked quite a bit about the meaning of the Logos. And he is the light and life of the world. He came into this world to restore us to the life God designed us to have, to give us abundant life. So today, I challenge you to hear the word of the Lord. Today, he is speaking, and we need to prepare our hearts when we come to him in his word. I thought today of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, that says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For those who come to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So one of the primary ways that we seek him diligently is in his word, and we need to be diligent to have some discipline and study and seek his word and love his word. And through his word, we can receive the very life of Jesus. So let's pray together. Father, we thank you for the cross. Thank you that we can come to you by your grace through faith, and we do believe you, and we come with expectancy to because we want to hear your voice. We want to know you. We want to understand your word, and so pray that you would teach us today by your Spirit and open our eyes to see wonderful things out of your law. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word today. So today we'll cover verses 6 to 13, which I've entitled, John the Baptist Testifies About the Light. That describes the content. And if you look at your meditation questions, you'll find this title, which will be the same title on this audio, and then two meditation questions. Describe John the Baptist and his ministry. And I believe it's worth taking some time to think about why these verses are recorded about John's ministry. And then how do people become children of God, verses 10 to 13. So let's look at beginning at verse 6. There came a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came as a witness, that he might testify about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but was sent that he might testify about the light, the true light that enlightens everyone coming into the world. John was sent by God to prepare the way for Jesus, the Messiah. He came as a witness to the light, and he told people that he wasn't the light. But he told them to prepare their hearts, to change their lives in preparation for the coming of the King. The word witness is a key word in the Gospel of John. It's a noun that is used 14 times, and the verb is used 33 times, to be a witness or a witness. John the Baptist was one of many who bore witness that Jesus is the Son of God. The word light is also a key word in John. John used the word light four times in these four verses. John the Baptist was very clear and repeated again and again that he wasn't the light. He was not the light, but came to testify about the light. And friends, we too are witnesses, like John, to testify about the light. Jesus is the light of the world, and we can testify and give witness to our friends and people around us that he is the light, but he needs to shine into the hearts of people for them to believe. And this is how people come to saving faith. We need to understand that we are vessels of the light, and that as we share with people, his light shines through us. It's the light of God in us. We converse with people, try to persuade them, share our testimony with them, share the scriptures with them. But as we are sharing, the light of the world that's living in us will shine into their hearts and into their minds so that they can come to faith and salvation through Jesus. So we need to have faith as we share and live in relationship with Him and trust Him to shine through us so that people can come to faith. 2 Corinthians 4:7 describes this process very clearly. It says, God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made His light to shine in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. So we're just an ordinary jar, or like a plastic bottle. Not so important, but we have a treasure, the light of God, Jesus Himself, living in us. And Lord, may You shine through us and shine Your light into the hearts of our friends and relatives, family members, that they may come to see You and know You. Verse 10, He was in the world, and the world was made through Him, and the world didn't recognize Him. He came to His own, and those who were His own didn't receive Him. So sad. These verses are so sad. The Savior of the world came to His own people, but they didn't accept Him. They rejected Him. Jesus came into the world as light, but His own people refused to welcome Him. People have a choice. The light is shining. He gives light to people and shines into their hearts and minds, but people can choose to reject the light and stay in the darkness. If they harden their hearts and love darkness more than the light, they will remain in darkness, and the light will be unable to penetrate the darkness of their minds, and their hearts will become harder and harder. But in verse 12 and 13, there's a wonderful promise. It says, as many as received Him, He gave the right to become God's children, so that those who believe in His name, who were not born of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. How do people become children of God? Well, it's clear, made clear in these verses, very simple. We can soften our hearts and choose to receive Jesus as our Savior and King and Lord. And this is how we become His children. We welcome Him. We receive Him by believing in Him. We cannot become children of God by natural descent, by being born into a particular family. We cannot become children of God through our own efforts or the efforts of any human being. And we can't become children of God by some decision made by somebody else. We can only be spiritually reborn through the power of God. And this is the promise that is given here, that we can be born again, like Jesus said to Nicodemus in John chapter 3. It's a spiritual rebirth, not a physical rebirth. And so here's the question. Are you willing to welcome Jesus into your heart? Do you believe Him? Do you believe that He came into this world for you? He is the light and is shining into your heart and mind so that you can believe. So what are you going to do? The light is shining, and we have a choice to personally receive the light and become a child of God. Perhaps you're listening to this audio recording today and you haven't yet decided to welcome Jesus into your heart and life as your Lord and Savior. The Bible says, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. The time to believe in Jesus and to receive His gift of salvation is now. Today is the day of salvation. I know that most people who are listening to this are followers of Christ, but there may be someone who needs to make a decision today. His offer of forgiveness through the grace of the cross is available right now. There's no need to wait until tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So I urge you to receive Jesus today. Tell him that you believe in him and submit your life to him. Welcome him into your life today, and you will become a child of God. And I want to share something with everyone who may be wondering why I'm calling for people to believe in Jesus, because this promise is true. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the time of God's favor. Don't hesitate or wait to tell your friends and family. Tell them about Jesus today. When you have opportunity, let Jesus, the light of the world, shine into your hearts and through you to the hearts of your loved ones, to your friends, to the people that you care about. Father, we thank you for this wonderful promise that you've given to us and that we have received to believe in you as the Savior of the world and to welcome you into our hearts. And Lord, we pray that you would shine into the darkness around the world to every man and woman, boy and girl, in every land, in every continent, in every culture, in every community, in every ethnic group, that they may receive the grace of Christ. Shine, Lord, shine your light into the world and shine through us. We pray in your name. Amen.